Hello and welcome to Tax Resolution Talk. My name is Jim Wade and I'm a tax attorney here in Maine. In this episode, we're going to be discussing private collection agencies or PCAs. What made me think about doing this was that tomorrow there is sort of a changing of the guard in the authorized PCAs who can contact taxpayers on behalf of the IRS. Prior to the 23rd of 2021, there was four collection agencies, CBE, Conserve, Performant, and Pioneer. As of tomorrow, there's only going to be three authorized agencies, and two of which are from the prior list. So CBE and Conserve both continue on the list, and then there's Coast Professional Inc., who's going to take over for the other two that were dropped off. That's Performant and Pioneer. I figure it's kind of important to point out the names because I assume it's not like a hard switch where if you were previously talking or being contacted by Performer or Pioneer, that suddenly as of tomorrow, they're gone, you'd be contacted by someone different. But just be aware, I'm going to put the link in the show notes, but if you're ever contacted by someone saying they're trying to collect on behalf of the IRS, you want to check to see if their name's on the list. And then also confirm that their address information matches the list. Because you always have to watch out now for scammers, especially when dealing with the IRS. So why would someone be assigned to a private collection agency? Well, Congress, to assist the IRS, because the IRS just didn't have all the time or resources it needed to follow up with everyone, authorize them to use these agencies to collect some of these what we call stale tax debts. Now, because the risk of fraud is so bad when dealing with the IRS, there is an actual process by which you'll be contacted and can confirm to see that your account's been transferred. So the first thing that you're going to receive is a notice from the IRS. You're going to get a contact letter called a CP40. CP, so Charlie Papa 40, which is going to say, hey, dear taxpayer, for the above reasons, we couldn't get to you. We're going to send your case out to a private collection agency. Next thing that'll happen is that the private collection agency will then contact you with a letter of its own saying, hey, we've been told by the IRS that we can now collect from you on behalf of the IRS. To confirm if your case has been assigned, you should, if you didn't get that initial letter, what you can do is you can go to irs.gov and there is a tool that you can use to get what they call an account transcript. And don't worry, I'll put a link to the Get Transcript tool in the show notes. But what you would do is if you, say, had a tax debt for 2017, you'd request the account transcript for 2017, and in the body of that transcript, you should see two different transactions. They both are going to have a code in front of them, or to the left of the explanation of 971. Then there'll be the first thing will say collection referred to a private debt collection agency. Then the second transaction will be notice issued CP0040. So what that's doing is first agency decides it's going to transfer it out, then it will issue the notice there'll be a transmission to the part of the IRS that does the letters that will say, okay, issue this notice. Now, once you've confirmed that, you can then confirm that, hey, this is the right agency trying to collect from me, because you're going to get on the letter that was sent, that CP040, there's going to be a taxpayer authentication number. And that should match the number that is on the letter from that private collection agency. So, two ways to confirm. First, confirm that your case has been transferred. Use the account transcript and look for those two transactions. Then on that CP40, look for that taxpayer authentication number and then match it up against that letter from that private collection agency. All right, so now we got sort of the authentication legitimacy issue out of the way. Now, okay, I've been contacted by the private collection agency. Now, they're not going to call you by phone until you have received that initial contact letter. But once you do, they will try to contact you by phone. You don't really have a great many options on how to resolve this with the collection agency. Really, it's you can set up a payment plan, which is not as good as dealing with the regular IRS because you have a couple more tools for resolving your tax debt. You could do an offer and compromise. That's that debt settlement program. Or you could qualify for hardship status if it would be a financial hardship for you to make payments to the IRS on these back taxes. You don't have that ability with the collection agency. But unlike the IRS, if you just don't deal with them or you can't pay, that private collection agency cannot sue you. Now, the IRS still retains the power to file a federal tax lien against you or try to levy your assets, which means seize your assets. Usually it's done by a wage garnishment or by seizing money you have in your bank account. Now, if you don't want to work with them, if you submit a request in writing to them, this PCA, private collection agency, and say, I want this kicked back to the IRS, or I don't want to deal with you, at that point, you should have no more contact from those collection agencies. So that pretty much summarizes all you need to know about private collection agencies and what they can do and what they can't do. But for many people who are contacted, generally, you are in either a low income situation or the tax debts tend to be very old. So you may need some help getting this resolved. Oftentimes you can hire an attorney, an accountant, or an enrolled agent to do so. But if you're definitely someone who's in low income, you may need help from either a low income taxpayer clinic, or each state has certain, you know, low income law, I guess, called nonprofit law firms that help people. In Maine, we have what they call Pine Tree Legal, which does both. They are the ones that run our low income taxpayer clinic, and they also provide pro bono legal assistance. There may be other types of agencies in Maine, like ones that serve the elderly or ones that serve immigrants, things like that. So there's plenty of organizations out there. So if you need help, you can try a pro bono sort of legal aid society or low income taxpayer clinic. You could also contact the taxpayer advocate, and they're sort of like the ombudsman for the IRS. They don't manage the IRS, but their purpose is where if the IRS process is not working, they can get involved to fix it, make it work the way it's supposed to. They also will sometimes sort of get involved in matters like this, where the IRS is trying to collect from you, you can't afford to pay, it'd be a hardship. They could get involved and maybe have that, you know, this referral to the private collection agency sort of removed, and may otherwise get you into, help you get into some sort of arrangement with the IRS where you won't be bothered again or can otherwise get this resolved. I hope that was helpful. You can certainly feel free to reach out to me at 207-502-7181, or you can email me at jwade@jdwadelaw.com. Don't worry if you didn't get that up, you know, write that down. That'll also be in the show notes. So with that, hope you found this helpful. If you got any ideas for future podcasts, certainly let me know. Love to talk to you. Thanks a lot. Bye.